Hello, hello. Welcome to Offend to Offend, episode 59, the safe place where I'm allowed to speak openly about my criticisms of people and society. I'm your host, Frenice Coupe, and I hope you remember that name until your dying days. Let's get into it. What up, what up, what up? I know, but hello, hi, how are you guys doing? I'm sorry, I've been not tripping out, but I've been here, I've been there, I've not been recording, and I should be recording, I should be here, I already know, but couple life updates since the last time I spoke to you guys in November. That was a really emotional episode for me. And I was really with this job that was very time consuming for me. And I just put everything else on the back burner. And I was really just banking on the success of the previous job. But that didn't work out. So now I am hashtag unemployed. So that's really fun. I've been going back and forth with job interviews here and there. I moved out. Thank God for my great friend that let me move in. So until I get back on my feet. Well, I don't think my feet they haven't been on the ground for a while. So I've just been levitating. But it's fine. No, not even levitating. That's too high of an honor. I was more so rolling around in the dirt. So I'm waiting to get out of that dirt and out of my credit card debt and start paying off these student loans because it's not cute. But the moral of the story is, bitch, go back, follow your dreams, do what you want to do, record what you want to do, and don't lose yourself. Because I felt like I did lose myself in that, because even when I was making my New Year's resolutions, it was more so, the goals for job, goals for career, not goals for podcast, not goals for comedy. It was that, and I just lost a complete part of myself and the happiness. And what can I say? I'm back here today. I'm here to make a return, and we're not going to talk about what happened this past year or so. We're not. We're just going to move up. I'm up north now. Moved up north. I see what the slaves was talking about when they moved up north. Because it's lit over here. Because it's fucked the south. It's fucked the south side now. Don't know her. Don't know who she is. So that's new for me. Have this space. Have this area where I'm in Chicago now. And now I can be free. And now I just need for these jobs to, be like, hey, baby girl, we really like you, come back in. And I've just been applying to whatever. And it's about humbling yourself, even though you have a degree from the University of Illinois. You gotta suck that shit in and be a cashier, baby. It don't matter, you gotta sweep floors. Me personally, I don't give a shit what I do, as long as I get some type of stream of income, and I'm able to do this. I'm able to spend time with my family, even though you guys know I don't really care for them too much. But I do at least enjoy talking to them once in a while. Had no time to do that. So I'm willing to, again, risk it all, but not so in a fashion of something that I don't want to do for the rest of my life. But that's not what today's episode is about. I can sprinkle in some of that info and just by the pure title of this episode here. But yeah, I'll go into to more detail later or as we go, because I'm going to be uploading constantly now that I have everything settled out in terms of my degree and just, leaving the job that I was at. But yeah, so we can get started. We can get on the road. We can get these stand-ups set up. We can do whatever. We could live our truth. We can do all of that here. We can do all of that. But anyway, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be talking to you people. And I'm glad not to be crying on here for a little bit. I don't know if some of you guys like me being real, real honest, but I made this podcast for comedic purposes, not more so for the hard topics, because this is more so of an escape for me, an escape from, you know, all those negative things in life and surviving it and making it through the pain. Like, every episode shouldn't be a Debbie Downer or whatever. So I did take that long break, and as you guys know, I've been going through that shit. Like you guys follow me through this journey here. And now I'm just here to return, and I'm here to talk to you guys and tell you guys what's up. And that is what I would like to get into right now. Now, so I do have a bunch of things lined up, planned out. Some things I want to do different. I think I want to change up my logo a little bit, just because I like to do that every year, and I want to like align it a little bit better with, you know, I don't know, just an update on my skills or whatever, but we'll see. But first, the first thing is getting this credit card debt settled, and then I could worry about spending money on fucking logo. Like let's do it. Priorities, hunty. Like let me get those in a row, okay? So we have the credit card debt to worry about, but I'll cry in peace. So we'll do that. And also, I wanted to also do more so a not hot topics. I'm over here still in someone's trademark. Talk more about current events, hot topics, give my take on it. I did that in some of the episodes, but I want to do that more often just to keep things more funky, more fresh, give you guys my opinion on it, and also tie in some things, some advice, so we can move forward with that. Just talk about some stupid, funny shit that I still want to give my opinion on, whether if I'm seeing the information on Facebook, I may start using TikTok for more information. It sucks. I fucking hate TikTok, but I may have to start using it. Social media, you know, and just ranting about that, giving you my take on that. So I want to start doing that. And then, of course, just over here bringing my pure honesty. Of course, being real, being myself, and again, not giving a fuck at the end of the day what people think about me. So as more ideas flow, I'll let you guys know. You're here. If you want to listen, then listen. Now, speaking of current events, this event is so current, but this is about a documentary that came out a couple weeks ago. And I don't know if you guys saw it or whatever, but it was on Lifetime. And the name of the documentary is called Where is Wendy Williams? And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Wendy Williams. Well, you better be. You better be, because how you doing? How you doing? That's all I got to say. How you doing? Okay? You need to be, because she's one of the most influential figures in terms of media personalities in the world, you know, and especially being a Black woman, and she's just so inspirational to me in that sense. And like, people don't realize how much she has contributed to that, to the current, you know, the podcasters, the YouTubers, the drama bloggers, whatever. People don't see how big of a contribution she actually made to that. So with that being said, with her being that person to break those glass ceilings, she also did have to take in that criticism there, and people didn't like her. A lot of people still don't like her, just because of how honest she was, and she was very controversial in some ways. She said some things, she outed some people, she exposed some people, she just expressed her true opinions about everything with no filter. They felt like she spreaded a lot of drama and rumors, and they don't like her. And it's sad that people still don't like her, because the documentary, Where is Wendy Williams, It's about her falling off. Like, they, like, Lifetime wanted to explore what was she doing, because Wendy Williams was this huge public figure for decades, being having her own TV show, being on her own radio show, her own show, you know, on VH1. And she just disappeared. And people wanted to know what actually happened, because she was very popular. And all of a sudden, her show got canceled after 12 years. So they wanted to explore where was she. And honestly, the documentary, very sad. Because we learned that at the age of 59 years old, she is dealing with a lot of issues, such as dementia and aphasia. And she's also dealing with some alcohol abuse, some health concerns, like besides the dementia and aphasia, she also has the Graves' disease, the hyperthyroidism, and also lymphedema. And she's just dealing with all that. On top of that, she dealt with the public scandal of her husband of over 20 years having a baby on her with a mistress, and also her mother dying, and she was really close to her mother. So it's just pretty much the downfall. Also, along with that, her being put under a guardianship and having her money, her being not in control of her money. So it's basically showing all of that, and it's just so sad to see. And especially the dementia part. I don't know how anyone could look at anyone going through something like that. A sad disease, a slow death, an uncurable death like dementia, and just be like, hey, that's what you get. Hey, that's karma. I don't understand that. I don't have a heart like that. And people act like she fucked their husband or something and did it from their face. They acting like she fucking stabbed they children up. Like, I don't understand. But people are just so mad about this so-called karma, about this woman named Wendy Williams. And they just don't have a heart. They just don't have a heart. And do keep in mind, it's not everybody. It's some people. It's not everybody, it's some people, but a lot of people are saying that this is karma to her, and it's honestly something that needs to be talked about, and it's something that people need to realize their hypocrisy on the subject here, if we want to talk about karma or anything like that, or hold other people accountable who do the same thing in that profession, or I don't know, just be a decent person and having some type of compassion. So this episode entitled of will just be kind of relating to me in my long hiatus and coming back months after, and also referring to Wendy Williams and that whole documentary and just talking about that and karma. And it's a very fitting title, because I had not come up with this because I'm pretty creative. But anyway, today's episode, I'd like to title, How You Doing? Episode 59 of A Fan to a Fan. Let's get into it. Oof, I would like to say I do feel a little awkward behind this mic, because I haven't done it in so long, guys. Oh my gosh, I was literally just working all the time, man. I was on the phone trying to sell shit. Emphasis on the trying. I want to talk about that. I do want to talk about that one day. But the more I continue to get back to this, the more I'm going to feel comfortable talking and get better and get back to what I'm used to doing. But anyway, let's get into these points real quick so y'all can hear what I'm fucking trying to say to y'all. But anyway, just to, reiterate on Wendy Williams' condition. Okay, so like I said, she has frontal temporal dementia, And just so you guys have a good idea of what that is, I am happy to provide you with a great idea of what that is for you, because y'all don't know how to use Google sometimes, and okay, that's fine. Anyway, so let's look up this shit. So I mentioned he had aphasia and frontal temporal dementia. Okay, so frontal temporal dementia is a cluster of disorders that results from the degeneration of the frontal or temporal lobes of the brain. These areas include brain tissue involved in speech and language. Okay, so that's what she was diagnosed with. And I'm sure you guys heard of dementia. Y'all know what the fuck that is. Now let's look up what lymphedema is, okay? Now she has lymphedema. That's swelling she has in her legs. So it hinders her walking. She can't walk very far distances. So that's why sometimes she may see her struggling to walk or in a wheelchair. All right. So lymphedema is swelling due to buildup of lymph fluids in the body. Lymph nodes act like a drain in a sink. If the drain is clogged, the fluid cannot drain. It usually happens in the arms or legs, but can occur in other parts of the body. So you guys know what the fuck that is. So what else do you want to know? Come on. Now let's look up Graves' disease, because I mentioned she had Graves' disease. So y'all know what that is. God damn. Okay. Now, with Graves' disease, this is going to be a little harder for y'all to understand, okay? Now, also keep in mind, I ain't no fucking scientist. So don't expect me to be answering all these damn questions and pronouncing all these words right. You're going to get what you get, okay? Now, with Graves' disease, it is a disorder of the immune system that causes the thyroid gland to make too much thyroid hormone, a condition called hyperthyroidism. In Graves' disease, the body's disease-fighting immune system makes an antibody to part the cells in the thyroid. It's not clear why this happens. The antibody is caused by the thyroid to make too much thyroid hormone. Although Graves' disease may affect anyone, it is more common among women and in people younger than 40. So the symptoms of Graves' disease can be wide-ranging. They may include slight tremor in hands or fingers, heat sensitivity, weight loss in the large thyroid gland, bulging eyes, thick red skin in the shins and feet, menstrual cycle changes, problems getting an erection. I have that issue too. Low sex drive, a fast pace or irregular heartbeat, among with other symptoms. Treatment for Graves' disease may include medicine that lowers the amount of hormone the thyroid makes, medicine that blocks the effects of thyroid hormones on the bones, radioactive iodine therapy to destroy the overactive thyroid glands, and surgery to remove all or part of the thyroid. Okay, guys, now you see, I somewhat know how to read. I forgot, I didn't know I could read myself until I started reading. I should really read more books, because reading is important. So yeah, that's what she has. But yeah, so one of the main symptoms that she does have is the bulging eyes, because that's what you can actually see, and that's what I see a lot of people commenting on, like, oh, why are her eyes like that? Oh, she got bug eyes. Oh, her eyes about to pop out of her head. She has a disease, and I just explained what the fuck that was. So now that all that's out of the way, you guys know it. Oh, also alcoholism, and we all know the effects of alcoholism. You can just look at me, and those are the effects of alcoholism. But okay, I think I explained everything that she has there. So my point is to get into these points about this karma and shit like that. Now, all the diseases I just mentioned to everyone, I want to say, shit in life, it can happen to any and everybody. It can happen to any and everybody. So you guys thinking that It can specifically, like, just happen to bad people. Things just happen to bad people. She's only getting this disease just because of the bad things that she did. That is a fucked up mindset to have, honestly. 'Cause shit happens in life to everybody. Whether you're a good person, a bad person, a fat person, a skinny person, a smart person, a dumb person, a poor person, a rich person, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens in life, it happens to you. And I'm pretty sure you know some good people in life, and just bad shit just happens to them. Bad shit just happens to them, and you're like, they're such a good person. Why does this happen? Or you always hear the phrase, why did the good die young? You always hear that. And then you see all this, the good things happen to the people who you think they deserve the worst things in life. And then what? Good people suffer. Everybody suffers. And that's something that you have to understand before you go out pushing out this karma, karma, karma. This is happening because of that. This is happening. You're searching for a reason. There is no reason. There is no reason. I'm sorry. And this is not getting into religion or anything, or it's really not. But to simply pinpoint something bad happening to someone or diseases happening to someone as it being their karma because they're a bad person, that's wrong. Because if that was the case, every good person would be healthy and fine and walking. Everybody will be fine. But that's not the case. So before you say shit like that, you gotta understand. You gotta understand. Anyway, so also I wanted to bring up these weird ass conspiracy theories too, because I don't know if you guys know, but I fucking hate conspiracy theories. You can stick the conspiracy theory up your ass because I fucking hate them. I hate them. Not to sidetrack, but oh, that's a barn voice now. I kind of want to go. Not to sidetrack, but I remember it was in was it 20? It was in 2020, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg had passed away that late that year. And I was a big fan of hers. I literally had the poster in my room. I dressed up as her for Halloween. Like, I just recognized her as that pioneer woman that, that's inspirational to me. Okay. And then I texted in the group chat. Well, they're ops now, but it's okay. So I texted. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. And then here goes this dumb bitch. I don't know if I told you guys this story before. This dumb bitch, she was like, she brings up something about Epstein's Island and something about the other judges trafficking kids. And I'm like, oh, they killed her. Bitch, shut up. And keep in mind, this bitch knew nothing about politics or judges, just about the fucking conspiracy theory she saw on YouTube. So, bitch, shut up. Like, this is just not the time for your damn conspiracy theories, all right? Hey. Ops for a reason. But anyway, what I was saying with these damn conspiracy theories, like, dude, again, shit happens to people. There are scientific explanations for why these things are happening. Like, come on. Like, come on now. Like, I'm hearing that this lady signed a deal with the devil, and then all this stuff, all this bad stuff happening to her. I'm hearing something about people crossing Diddy, and then Diddy done did this to her. Diddy done did this. How many times Diddy done did this? Okay, but to be fair, Diddy is not the best of people, and he's been responsible. He's up there with Epstein. He's Epstein's brother, but that's besides the point, okay? That's really besides the point. I shouldn't be bringing up Diddy right now, but stop with these damn conspiracy theories and take it as it is. Please, please just take it as it is, and don't try to take away from what it actually is, please, please, because that's what y'all tend to do with these damn conspiracy theories. I cannot stand y'all these damn comments. I remember it's this post on Facebook. It was, yeah, so it was like Wendy Williams diagnosed with frontal temporal dementia and aphasia. And then I see this comment. This don't have anything to do with conspiracy theories, but the comment said she needs some coconut oil to make her feel better. Bitch, if coconut oil cured dementia, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be as big of an issue as it is now. I'm pretty sure, like, oh, hey, Wendy, you forgot to use the coconut oil. That ain't no damn coconut oil. You don't need no damn coconut oil. Like, come on. Please. Coconut oil? I'm sorry. Because that was freaking ridiculous. Like, and again, don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna come for anybody's religion or not. Like, I'm not gonna talk about what I do or don't believe in, but in terms of, oh, she just needs to pray. I mean, I think it's gonna take more than prayer to solve the issues that are at hand. I'm saying, you know. So she needs coconut oil and prayer, and then everything will be fine. I'm pretty sure, like, that would be great if that's all it took. I'm gonna give me some coconut oil. Shit. Whole time I was putting it on my scalp, I need to start putting it in my brain. God damn, this coconut oil. Oh, gosh. All right. Anyway, let me get off this next one here. Now, in terms of this whole karma shit you guys speak about her, if you want to hold her accountable and act like she is the Antichrist just for doing her fucking job and for being a real-ass journalist, then we need to hold everyone else accountable. So all these same figures, all of these people on the radio, all of your favorites, all of those people, we need to hold them accountable too. So the same shit she was doing, Howard Stern was doing that shit. Joan Rivers was doing that shit. And it's still not the same level. It's not that same level of hate. Y'all hate her so bad for some reason, and she's doing the same shit other people were doing. So let's hold everyone else accountable if y'all want to hold her accountable. And same time, if we're going to talk about karma, why isn't it happening to them? Why is it just happening to Miss Wendy Williams? Huh? Can someone please explain that to me? Your logic is flawed. It's just very flawed. It's flawed in a sense too. Again, reverting back to the things happen to bad people, blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty sure we know family members, we know great people who bad things happen to. You hate to see your family members struggle. You see them as good people. They get sick, whatever. And is that because they were bad? No. It's because it's life. And it's because shit fucking happens in life. And you guys need to know that. You guys need to understand that. So this karma shit, it's not right. And it's not right. And it just shows that how much that you care, because with your logic being flawed, you hoping, you praying on someone's downfall, you I told you so in somebody's health or someone's misfortunes, you doing all of that, what does that reveal about your karma? So do you think you're gonna have good karma after talking down about someone, after being happy that someone has a disease, being happy about it? You think that's gonna bring you some type of good karma? Because in that case, you're gonna have bad karma. You're going to die. And then you're going to have all these misfortunes happen to you at once. No, that's really, really not the case, guys. And this is not me saying that I don't believe in karma. It's really not. It's just me just giving my take on it. And just how people cannot actually see what they're doing and seeing how they're being hypocrites and making fun of this woman who is going through this right now, going through hard times right now, thinking it's okay, or just saying that bad things only happen to bad people when it's not the case. So can someone please make it make sense? Come on, come on, come on. But I'll get more into that karma topic as I get into this Phoenicia's final thoughts here. But yeah, so let me get into that right about
now. Ooh, right about now. Okay, let's get into it. I needed to drink some water, guys, because I'm just getting over a cold. Keep in mind, I never get sick. Drinking a jug of water now. Oof. Yeah, so anyway, Phoenicia's final thoughts. Now, question I have here is, do I believe in karma? I don't know what to believe in because I don't know. Only thing I do believe in is being a good person, just to be a good person. And treat others how you want to be treated, as stupid as it sounds, as basic as second grade as it sounds, but stuff was taught that way in that grade for a reason, even though some of you guys didn't really pick up on that lesson, skipped a few, and just came up to being assholes, and being mean, and being bitches, woo, but that's not me, okay, so my thing is, I treat people how I expect to be treated. I'm a good person because I believe you should be a good person, shouldn't be mean for no reason. I don't got no reason to be mad. As mad as I want to be at the world, I'm not going to put that energy out there. Do I believe in what goes around comes around? I wish. I really wish. It is some evidence that I can point to, you know, that you can point to in certain circumstances. Somebody came for you, somebody did you dirty, and then something bad happens to them, and you're like, ooh, that's karma. That gives us some type of relief inside, knowing that these people will get punished, or you doing something good and something good happening to you. That gives us some type of relief, and that pushes us to keep on doing what we're doing and keep on being good people. And that's good for others. So I let people believe in that. I let people believe in karma. And karma, along the same thing with religion. Some people need religion in order to justify being a good person, because some people just cannot do that on their own. And in as many ways as religion has caused war, death, all of that, it has done some good. Because, again, it gives people a reason to be good. If they know that they're going to go to heaven or they're going to be rewarded in some type of way, then they're going to want to be good people. So I let people believe in karma, you know, and it makes things fine. But I don't think it's the driving force for everything. I don't think it's going to be the answer to everything. I don't think it's the reason why bad things happen. I don't think it's the reason why good things happen to people. I just think life is just so unpredictable. And all the bad shit, like, hate to talk about me on my podcast, but we're going to talk about me. And, I've actually, this past, let me add up. How long has it been? I'd say, yeah, it's been over a year. Yeah, I'd say 18 months. How much I've been struggling and how everything, like, I just wanted to catch a fucking break. I wanted to catch a fucking break. And I didn't know what I can do because so many bad things was just happening. It was like, boom, punch in the face there. Boom, that just happened. Boom, you're broke again. Hey, you're in the negatives. Yeah. Hey, like, this job isn't working out. Hey, you may need to leave this job. You may need to quit this job. Hey, you just lost this person. hey, this stuff is happening in your family. Hey, you just failed this class. You got to take an extra semester. Hey, this, hey, that, hey, that, hey, that, hey, that. And then you hope, you're like, damn, like, what the fuck did I do? Like, come on, man. Like, what you doing? Like, yeah, me, like, me, in my conversation. Like, I'm like, what did I do? Like, I just gave $2 to this homeless lady. Why does bad things keep on happening to me? And I did good things. And I was trying to remain myself. And I was trying to remain good. I was not trying to do anything bad. Because I'm like, I don't want to be punished. I just want to catch a break. And then I was just seeing other people around me. I was seeing good things happen to them. They get good luck there. They already have luck. They already have support. They already have a better situation. And good things keep on happening. And then bad things keep on happening to me. And I'm jealous of that, you know. And I just felt like luck was not on my side. Luck was really just not. And I was just not catching a break. But yeah, I realized it's life and shit's gonna happen. And as much as this bad stuff that, or bad things keep on happening to me, I was not gonna, you know, let it allow me to be some type of bad person or allow me to only do good deeds or be a good person just because I expect something good to happen to me. That's not what the type of person I want to be, the type of life that I want to live. I want to be a good person because that's what I believe in. And at the same time, I want to be that type of person to overcome so many struggles and then bounce out and become a stronger, wiser, smarter person at the end of the day, after I triumph this. And although, like, this stuff may be coming in, like, you get knocked out by Mike Tyson, knocked out by Mayweather, knocked out by Ali, like, knocked out by Rocky, all of this in 18 months, and you're like, damn, like, what's going on? No, like, do things because you want to do it, do things because you want to be a good person, and because you want to keep on going. So, like I said, I don't really need a certain type of religion to keep on being a good person, or a karma, a reason to, you know, continue being that good person. Just do it because you want to do it. And at the same time, understand in life that shit is going to happen. And some people have it worse than others. And you may be one of those people that have it worse than others. But oh well, too bad, can't do shit about it. Honestly, you can't. You can't do shit about it. You got to keep it moving, keep it pushing. And then going back to that, I'm talking about these past 18 months of all this happening to me and what has been happening to Wendy Williams. I mentioned all the events, her health diagnosis, her addiction, her husband having a baby on her, her mother dying. All of that happening, events, 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 and then you have people with the damn conspiracy theories talking about it's something in the works, it's the devil, it's doing it, it's Diddy. You know, you have those people, and then you have me, more bad things in a row in a string of 18 months. Is Diddy playing with me? Is that the devil playing with me? And I didn't do much. I really didn't do much. I'm too young to have collected so many negative deaths. No, it's just the way how life works, and it's the way how I'm going to keep on pushing. All right? So that's pretty much what I have to say about that. And then again, I just wanted to, again, check some of y'all who still have a problem with Wendy Williams. Like, come on. I just wanted to come in and just check y'all, because how do you look talking about somebody who's going through a disease right now, thinking that you're gonna have some type of, you know, positive outcome at the end of the day if you do believe in some type of religion or if you do believe in karma? Make it make sense. Because you saying those bad things happen to her, I deserve it too. Or your father or your mother or your grandparents, your cousin or your auntie, they deserve all of it because they were bad people. And that is strictly not the case, guys. Just wanted to let you know and check it.
So I would like to finish this segment off by saying, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and see. Am I being a good person because I'm being a good person? Am I being a hypocrite? Am I doing certain things for a reason, or am I doing it because I actually believe in it? Come on. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and say, as Wendy Williams would, how you doing?
Alrighty. That is all for today's episode, folks. Thank you so very much for listening to this episode after my long hiatus. And this is also the first episode of 2024. So, yeah. So, for any advice, or if you just want to talk to me or chat with me, whatever, I do happen to have an Instagram. And that Instagram would be FreniesDaBeast. Yes. And if you need me to spell it out, it's FreniesDaBeast. I know I usually give you guys an email, but I'm going to change that email to a one that's more fitting. And that is probably going to be FreniesDaBeast@gmail.com. I guess you wouldn't have guessed that there. But yes, anyway, thank you so much for listening and for all your time. Now, remember, after all of this, remember why you do things, why you're doing it. And you got to keep it moving, keep it pushing, and it is what it is. But most importantly, please remember to always, 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 please remember to affair, to affair. Thank you guys, and you guys have a great day, night, or whenever you're listening. See ya.